The Mine, Mill and Smelter Workers Union, Unifor Local 598 and its retirees recently made a $10,000 donation to the Sudbury Food Bank, and they're challenging other unions and workplaces in the city to step up to the challenge. Local 598 members made a $5,000 donation that was matched by union retirees from their own funds. Their dedication to the well-being of our community remains unwavering even in retirement, and their contribution exemplifies the spirit of unity that our union represents, the union said. Calling food insecurity a critical issue in Sudbury, the union said Sudbury Food Bank plays a vital role fighting food insecurity, and our union recognizes the importance of contributing to their efforts, especially during these challenging times. Furthermore, we are issuing a challenge to all other unions and workplaces in the Sudbury area to match or exceed our donation to the Sudbury Food Bank, the union said in a news release. Together, we can make an even greater impact and help alleviate the suffering caused by food insecurity. Let us stand together, as united communities, to support those in need. City food banks are struggling to meet a major increase in demand for their services, a challenge compounded by rising food prices which limits their buying power. The food bank has not reduced services, food bank director Dan Zeilen told Sudbury.com recently, but the simple fact of the matter is more resources are going out than coming in, he said, which make fundraisers a necessary part of operating. The Sudbury Food Bank is seeing 17,000 visits a month. Former chair Sudbury Food Bank co-founder Jeffrey Lougheed echoed Zeilen in highlighting the challenges food banks are facing. There was a time, Lougheed said, when food banks could get a good deal buying food from local grocery stores, but those deals are harder to find now, so we need more money to do the same work.